Thank you. Let's see. This is the Pacifica National Board Finance meeting of October the 6th, 2009. I'm the chair, Jamie Roth, calling the meeting to order. Welcome, everyone. And let's see. The first thing to do is for the secretary, R. Paul Martin, to call the roll.
Okay. Ms. Aaron?
Oh, shit.
Here.
I don't... Present will suffice.
Yeah, right.
Grace Aaron?
Here.
Okay.
Summer Reese? Brian Edwards Tiekert?
Present.
Sherry Gendelman?
Here.
Campbell Johnson? Luzette King? Alberto Luera? R. Paul Martin? Here. Jamie Ross?
Here.
LaVarne Williams?
Present.
Susan Young?
Here.
Okay, that's seven, so that's a quorum.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's see, I'd like to extend a special welcome to our CFO, LaVarne Williams, who's not feeling well but is here anyway because she loves being with us.
Well, actually, I do see pigs flying, but I'll just not go there.
Okay, and let's see, for the next thing would be the agenda for this evening. We have budgets to review. We should start off with Pacifica Radio Archives budget and then hopefully go to either National Office or KPFA, which we've already reviewed KPFA before. So hopefully we can look over whatever changes have been made and vote on it. But I think the first one is going to be Pacifica Radio Archives, so let me pull that up here. Does everybody have a copy?
So was that the agenda, those two?
Oh, yeah, right. Those are the... Yeah, that, I'm sorry. Is there any objection to that agenda?
Is there going to be an executive session?
Yes, there is, at 10:30.
Okay, so you would put that in also at 10:30 executive session. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so... All right, so Pacifica Radio Archives... And here we have it. Does everybody have a copy of this?
I just got a copy.
Okay, is there anybody that does not have a copy? Okay, well, that's good. We're all set. All right, I have mine open to the tab that says Budget FY 2010. And hold on a sec. Okay, here we go. And looking through this, let's see, they have helpfully included the total forecast for this year. And it looks like they're forecasting a higher listener support number. The forecast for this year is 153K. For next year, they're forecasting 252.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I think that it reflects the approval for a second day of National Fund Drive.
Okay. Good. And so their total income is going to be up by about $150,000. The total income they're projecting for FY10 is $580,000 versus $430,000 for this year. And most of that is the difference in the listener support. And the community events are higher.
What line was that on?
That would be line 9. I'm looking at columns T and U, line 9. They seem to have an event plan there. In July. Is that... there was a grant that was recently awarded to PRA. Does that show up on this budget? Perhaps if we look at assumptions...
If they got the paperwork in FY09, it would have been accrued in FY09.
Okay. Does the assumptions page have anything about the community event? see, where does that take us to? Development. Okay. Development. Let's see here. And we'll take this one. Zoom right in. M. Okay, it doesn't really tell us what that is, but I guess one question would be, okay, community events, let's see. There's a whole other tab. Huh. And they're hidden. I mean, well, I guess one question is, what is the community event? That's a large jump in income. I'm sure they have a good reason. Okay, and that's moving down through. Are there any other comments about the income for Pacifica Radio Archives?
I was going to ask. I'm sorry, I got off mute. This is LaVorn. Yeah, Grace, do you? Brian gives his report every ops meeting that we have. Do you recall the information that he'd given? Oh, you know, it's in my notes. Just a minute.
I think the amount was they were putting the amount as I believe 91,000 for some reason, and let me see if I can find communication from Brian. I thought it was supposed to be in the 2010 budget, and
that's this grant.
It's a $100,000 grant for the American Archives Project. To digitize and to locate, digitize, catalog, etc. Civil rights, gay, lesbian, bisexual, etc., transgender, and Chicano, Latino tapes from, I believe it's 55 to 78. From KPFA only. So it's a restoration project through this grant, government, basically, government money grant, $100,000. Now, I'm not, but I believe, let me look it up.
I just have the total.
Don't you see it in the budget there? It should be in there. I believe it's budgeted in 2010. In fact, the budget was ready, and it had to be readjusted because of the grant. And there were, there's extra staff that needs to be hired, et cetera, et cetera. I'm looking, and I can't.
It doesn't seem to be. This budget may be pre that.
Then we need to look at it again because, it's the total.
Okay, let me see if there's an archive budget. Okay. I got one from the second. Is that the one you have? As of September 30th.
Yeah, that's the one that I have. That's this one.
Yeah. Okay, so that should have that funding from the grant because it shows the extra staff hired. Let's see, where's the income line? It should be in grant income, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't see it in here. Yeah, grants income, others. We might not have the updated budget. Yeah, this is September the 30th. The one I have is as of September the 30th.
Yeah, that's what we all have.
Yeah.
I thought this was the final one, donations. It's not corporate match.
Because I don't see it in August or September forecast either.
Okay.
I think that we'll have to revisit this with
We'll add that to our queries.
Yes.
Okay, I'll look for if they have anything else or an explanation, because I thought there was something else.
Okay, and that's where Central Service shows up. Okay. Central Services. And Central Service, this will include a calculation of Central Service income, which is on the tab called Central Service Income. And let's see, view zoom, 150%. Let's see here, forecast for September. So this does not forecast any Central Service income from PFW going to the archive.
PFW. I sent those directions out to Efren this evening, and the directions were that we should show Central Services for PFW and for PFW. So he has to correct this one also.
Okay, so I'll add that to the queries.
For some reason, he took it out. I mean, he showed it coming. At one point, he showed it coming in, then he showed it going out for some reason. But
he has to if you want to make consolidated budgets.
Excuse me.
It's the same problem we came to last year. If you want to have a consolidated budget, if you're going to be accruing Central Service, even if you're not going to be paying it, you have to show it in your budget. You just have to back it out if you don't think this in cash. If you don't think the station's going to be able to make timely payments.
Okay, that's I don't know what you're talking about, Brian. That's the point I'm making, is that it needs to be in there, so he doesn't need to put it in and take it out, because Brian nor I have given him directions, or I believe Grace have given him directions to say that they would not make their Central Services. So absolutely, that's the point we're saying, it should be in there. So
I see. I'm on the same tab now. It's not in there at all. Gotcha. We're on the same pitch.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good. So we'll add that to the
I'm going to try to save my voice, but please.
No, that's good. Drink some tea.
Ginger tea all day. Okay, I'm not going to talk anymore.
I don't believe you. Okay, then moving. Are there any other questions about the income line, folks? So far we queried the community event, the where was that grant, and the Central Services from PFW. Okay.
So I guess what I'm not finding and I'm looking for is where the Central Services show up on the budget sheet.
Oh, it's row 13 in the Excel sheet. It doesn't have a code.
Oh, it's not broken out by station, it's just aggregate.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then the cell leaps back to, you know,
yeah,
to the other sheet, because this year's budget have a lot of links to other sheets within the same workbook.
Also, it should be on the national office, but we'll see.
We just got a new one. I just sent it around. So anyway, okay, well then if there's no other comments on the income, why don't we go down to the rest of the budget, which has a lot more lines, but...
Can I give you some information about the archives budget?
Certainly.
Okay, it's just this is a note from Brian from October 1st. Hi, we just completed the attached grant budget yesterday. It has been submitted, and we are waiting for it to be approved by Oregon Public Broadcasting, the managing organization. There are no matching funds attached to the budget. However, please see that PRA staff has dedicated time to the grant that has a value to the project and affects daily operations. So basically, there is an attached budget. They separated out, made a separate budget for the grant and how it's going to be dealt with. And I can send that draft budget to you all if you'd like.
I guess you probably should. I don't know. Is that... people who are familiar with these things, does that sound like a good way to do things?
I think you need one consolidated unit budget. I mean, it's good to see a breakout.
Well, if you'd like to, if you want it, let me know. I mean, I can send it and you can You can delete it if you want, okay?
I'll
send it to Nat finally.
No, definitely send it, but it may be good to have one big budget with that.
Well, it probably has to plug into the rest
of
the budget.
Sure. It has to be approved by
the funder.
Oregon Public Broadcasting, which is managing this grant. So they wanted it separated out from the budget. So it would probably be incorporated into the PRA budget after approval. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does.
Okay.
Do you know the timeline for their approval?
I have no idea.
No idea. Okay, well, we'll work with what we have.
So it's just a proposal now?
Yes.
Like they haven't agreed to release any money?
Oh, no, no. Oh,
okay.
To release money? No, probably not. But the grant's been granted, so.
Ah, okay.
Wait.
So the money
grant was approved. If they don't like the budget, they'll probably send it back to Brian to have him tweak it some more. It's not going to mean that they won't get the grant. Just have to adjust the budget. The grant's been approved.
I see. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, that does make sense.
Yes.
Okay.
And what we can do is, if the grant's been approved, we can show it in the budget, but we can show some risk if it's not approved, we can show some risk to the budget for some amount. But if the grant's been approved, then that should be in the budget.
This is Summer.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just sent it to you. You can look at it over at your leisure.
Thank you very much.
Okie dokie. Well, then why don't we'll make a note of that, and we'll move through the rest of the budget, the salary part. The next batch of, well, there's a small amount of capital expenditure, $3,000 or $4,000, you know, which sounds reasonable. I don't know if anybody has a problem with that. And then let's move to the salary and related. That's a big portion of the budget, which starts at row 36 on the budget tab. And it looks that everything is pretty much the same as the forecast for this year in columns T and U, except for the very bottom line, consultants, which appears to go up some. So I guess we could add that to the queries.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to do more than one thing at one time.
The consultants is budgeted to be $20,000, and this year it was $6,000. Or FY09, which is not, no longer this year, it was allegedly about $6,000. I mean, it was the actual 11 months forecast, 1 month was $6,000. Otherwise, I mean, it seems perfectly, there's nothing really exciting there.
Well, I know he pays the consultant for, because he doesn't have his, his archivist. So I know he's paying a consultant for that. So I don't know. I don't have my notes, like I said, with me when I talk with him and talk with Mariana, but I know that he has been the consultant for that because he doesn't have an archive, and so that probably has something to do with that.
Sure. I'm sure there's a good reason. Okay, are there any other comments about the salary part of this? Okay, let's move down in the next batch, the administrative expenses, which is not really that much money and a whole lot of budget lines. The total administrative this year for FY09, the forecast actual was $28,000 about, and next year they're forecasting $34,000. There's an increase in rent lease of equipment from $700 to $3,800. And there's an increase in postage, but otherwise, you know, it doesn't really look like much. As basically, they budgeted what they have, what they spent this year. So that's probably reasonable. Does anybody have any comments about the administrative expenses portion of the budget?
I'll make a note on the rent. Just a question about what is the rent lease equipment? What is that?
Okay.
But I know in a lot of cases, all of us have. In most stations or units, they have such outdated equipment that they all need new equipment, new computers.
I know. Okay, and okay. Well, next, so if there's no questions about administrative, we'll move down to programming. So programming, the total programming expenses for the budget FY10, they're forecasting $31,442. For the FY09 forecast actual, the number is $43,800. So they're proposed to spend less in this area, and largely that seems to be because of a large decrease in tapes and supplies, which is row 80 on the Excel sheet, 6700 on code 6700. FY09, they spent $42,000, and they're proposing to spend only $20,000 in FY09. So I will make a note of that.
Well, if you add the tape rest. I'm sorry, tape restoration to that, it's a difference is about 15 versus the 2023.
Okay.
7250.
Gotcha.
Mr. Chairman?
Hello, Albert. So welcome to the National Finance Committee.
I'm online. Howdy, everybody. Howdy, everyone.
How are you?
Hi, Alberto.
Hi.
Okay, so that looks good. I mean, there doesn't seem to be any. Are there any other comments about programming expenses? I mean, it seems they're budgeting less. Okay, and then so next down we go. The next batch of numbers is development. This starts at row 84 on the Excel sheet through row 97. For those following along at home. And
line 85 looks big.
Pardon?
Line 85 is much bigger than forecast this year.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Lavarne, I hate to ask you to...
I'm sorry, on the credit card discount fee?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, you know, there would be an opportunity for all states this year because we've worked, like I said, I've met with Wells Fargo, I've talked to the Chase guys, and Wells Fargo did a little presentation, but they haven't followed up with the package to give me how we can move away from that high fee. And the people here at Chase, the same thing, they promised a little dog and pony show to show why that would go down because, you know, for the life of me, I don't understand why we have to transfer money to global payments, and I think KPFA uses I forgot the name of the company, and then they transfer the money to they get float of about 3 days, 2 to 3 days, and then they transfer it to your bank account and they charge you some fee. I don't understand that at all, but Chase and Wells Fargo have promised that they can provide this for something cheaper, so there would be an opportunity in the budget for us to save some of those costs. But right now, I think Efren's calculation, we could check the calculation, but that's what it's coming up to now. This is just based on the fact that this fund drives.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, yeah, I'm...
Go ahead, Arpal.
Yeah, so the credit card fees, so last year, $1,500.
Yes.
And they're budgeting for this year now, $13,000. So that's a, I mean, you know, did they not process many credit cards last year? Plan to do a lot more this year.
If we look at his sheet here, he should have the calculation on here. I don't see it here.
It kind of jumps, and it's funny, it's all, is there on air,
their fund drive in November.
Right. It's the November fund drive.
It's funny how they're distributed across 4 months. Okay, so that's assumptions and historical data, N64. Okay. I think it's great the way that we're using Excel to its fullest extent here.
Premium discount fees. Oh, here it is. Discount fees. Okay.
Discount fees on, what is a discount fee?
That's
what the bank takes?
Well, the way I see it's this global payments thing.
I can explain it.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Sarah.
Okay, a discount fee, all credit card companies charge them. American Express charges the most, but Visa and MasterCard do too, for the courtesy or service of allowing a business to accept credit cards, for which they're obviously charging the credit card holder. They also charge the recipient of the credit card a fee, and it's been several years since I've done this, but Visa and MasterCard are like, 1.5-2%, and American Express can be as high as like 3.5%. So you can't escape your discount fees, but you can try to avoid third-party servicers and go directly by being reamed by the credit card company at a slightly more efficient rate. So
it sounds like 5.4% is kind of high, right?
It's been about 6 years since I worked dealing with this stuff, but yes, that would be very high compared to what you can actually get, because Visa and MasterCard, you know, they're your efficiency, lowest cost to the merchant as well as to the consumer. American Express, you pay a boutique fee. It's a couple of points higher, but yeah, 5.4% sounds very high, unless inflation has, you know, hit that market as well. But from, yeah, where it used to be, that would be quite high.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, he has the historical stuff on there, but yeah, we can check that too. He has discount fees for 07 and 08, but the 09 number is much lower, though.
It's much lower?
Well, I would think going through a bank directly is normally would be more cost effective than going through a third party.
Yeah, there's the opportunity for all of us, because Chase and Wells Fargo have promised to us. Help us reduce that.
Okay, so hopefully, it sounds like last year their discount fees, that number was not calculated correctly then, because it says here on the assumptions and historical data sheet that last year, if you look on that sheet, that tab, if you look on cell J69, oh no, this is 2007-2008. Oh, it doesn't have 2009. In 2008, they paid over $8,000 in discount fees. Did they not do an on-air drive in 2009?
I think they did a one-day drive, but for some reason they were not allowed to do a two-day drive in 2009. So that's, and in fact, that's why we're paying salaries out of the national office for the archives, but they were not allowed to do a two-day drive. So this year they are, and in fact, I know at BAI, everyone is like really planning ahead for this, so they're really enthusiastic about it. They don't see it as a burden.
Okay, well, that's good. Okay, well, that seems to be that difference in what they're forecasting this year, credit cards fee, versus last year. I mean, is like $12,000. That's about the difference. That accounts for the total difference in development expenses. The rest of the stuff seems to be a categorization problem. Like last year, everything got dumped into fund drive expenses. You have $26,000 there, whereas this year it's spread out, a similar sum is spread out over a bunch of different lines. So, I don't know. Is there any other comments about the development expenses? Any other items to query? That seems to be the major one, the credit card. Okay. Well, hearing none, then community events, I guess they are having a bigger community event this year than they had last year because they're forecasting more expenses, $8,000 versus under $4,000. Okay, so that's the end of that budget. Is there anything else we should look at here, or should I review these? I can review the queries that we have, and we'll send this along and hopefully get it back and we can approve it. The queries I have are the income for community event. It's quite a bit higher. It's higher by $20,000 than what they did last year. What is that event? The second query is, where is the grant from American Archives Project? That sounds like it's in a separate budget. It should probably be, at least for the Pacificus purposes, be integrated into this budget. Third, we have to correct the fact that there's no CS payment scheduled from PFW to Pacifica Radio Archives. Four, we had a query about the increase in consultant fees. 5, we had a query about the drop in tape and supplies costs. And 6, a query about major increase in credit card discount fee. So that's what we will do with that. And I guess now, unless anybody else has any comments about Pacific Radio Archives, we can move on to our next item, which is National Office. Does that sound good?
Okay. Which file are we opening?
the one I sent you most recently. Well, I'm opening it myself. So it says FY2010.
Jamie?
Yes, Grace?
This is Grace. I mean, I just got this today, actually, the final version here.
We got a final version about 10 minutes ago, which I just forwarded.
Yeah, so you want to look at it preliminarily, because it even says revised preliminary National Office Fiscal Year 2010 budget. I think LaVorne and I haven't even had a chance to review it.
Well, what's your pleasure? We could look at it or we could not look at it. It's up to you guys.
LaVorne? I think maybe LaVorne's getting
some
ginger
tea. Right, right.
Hey, Jamie, while we try to get her online, can I just drop a couple other things on you for the PRA budget?
Yes.
It should have a cash flow tab, I think. The
okay.
other budgets do. It doesn't yet.
Okay.
And just to confirm, we're asking that the final budget have the revenues and expenses from this OPB grant incorporated into it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
I got that one. So our understanding is that exists in a separate budget, but we'd like it also incorporated into, for Pacifica's purpose, we need it incorporated into this budget.
Right. For the purpose of that cash flow sheet, definitely need it.
Okay.
And we'll need final central service numbers. In other words, we'll need station budgets before we can do final approval on either
okay.
PRA or national.
Okay. Okay. LaVorne, are you back? Well, Grace, what do you think? Do you think it's premature to look at the
National
Office?
I think it's a bit premature. I think we should at least wait till LaVorne gets back on the call. I think we should move on to KPFA.
Okay.
Isn't that what we're going to do next?
Yeah, that was the next item. Let me just write down, you need to add final DS numbers. Okay. So we're going to table the National Office for the moment until our...
Is that LaVorne?
Well, I know, Carolyn Burton on the call.
Okay.
This is for my computer, sorry.
All right, so let's see. What about the KPFA budget?
Let me
pull this up here.
I
sent it around at 8:36.
Right, so I've been furiously corresponding with Efren. There was one change he forgot to make in his rush to get it to the committee that he's supposed to be making right now.
Okay, so shall we wait till we get that?
I think I can detail what it is since he's confirmed it through email, and hopefully it'll come through before we put it to a vote.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Why don't we look at the one that we have that I sent at 8:36? It should be in people's email. let's see here. Ignore links.
I'm sorry, I have to step away for a minute. I was like called to for another reason. So where are you now?
We've already approved all the budgets.
I can definitely go to
National Office, and Grace wondered if we should do that now, if it was premature since you guys haven't looked at it, and we wanted to ask you before we went ahead and reviewed it in the committee. Do you think it's okay to do a preliminary review of that this evening?
A preliminary review would be fine.
That'd be fine.
We can see what the questions are.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, well then let's reverse course one more time. Going back to the national office budget. So we'll go back to national office. And this is the one I sent to you, I don't know, the latest one. I sent this out to the committee. See here, I sent this to the committee.
Well, it has a different file name, so that might...
851. 851, my time. Oh, it has a different file name. National
yep.
Office Revised Budget Template, -FY2010.xls.
Okay. I haven't had a chance to look at it even what it looks like now.
Well, maybe it'll be helpful to get a preliminary review in, but we should save time for the KPFA so we can definitely vote on that. Because that'd be good to get in our pocket. Okay, so looking at the national office budget, once again we're at on the budget FY2010 tab. And once again, on columns T and U, we have the total budget, and then U is the forecast for this year, for FY2009, which is 11 months actual and 1 month forecast, I believe. It's the number to which to compare. So, the income, which is the first part of income, is the non-central service income, is... This is the first time I've looked at this. So it looks like the total income is forecast to be, this before central services, forecast is $674K. For the budget is $674K, and for the FY09 is $636, so that's an increase in about $40,000. And much of that increase actually, interesting.
We're expecting a positive, I'm looking at the wrong line here.
So
it's all coming from SDA income.
Yeah, mail fund drive is forecast to be a little bit less. It budgeted a little bit less than the current year by $30,000. Does that sound reasonable, LaVar?
Well, there's opportunity there, and I'll just list that as an opportunity an opportunity to the budget.
Okay.
Yeah, that's reasonable, though.
Okay, and let's see. Then it looks like it's got one of these things where things show up in different lines 1 year than the next year. But the big hike is in
SCA.
SCA income.
Right. Well, we were able to get the WPFW subcarrier income, at the site. And also we have the one here at WBAI. We're in the process of closing that also. John has already been involved in getting the equipment in to install. We have it there at BAI, so that is pretty, and we're kind of negotiating on the income, but Fred at PFW also, so that's real.
So you're saying that WPFW, is that contract all signed or not yet?
Well, it's in place. They began broadcasting. We have agreed to an amount, but we're trying to the person who has to go to his annual board meeting in Rome, and we have asked him to propose the higher level at $3,000 a month versus $2,000 a month, which he said. So
okay.
You know it's the difference is like either $2,000, $3,000, or somewhere midway, and then start a cost we will be able to. Transfer those to the subcarrier also.
Okay, and then BAI, you're saying the negotiations are not so far along?
Well, we are about to start, and we have agreed on an amount.
Okay.
That one is 4 per month, and but you know we're in terms of finalizing the contract, we have to do that. But we've agreed on the amounts basically on both of them, and we've started the broadcast at VFW. So we're trying to actually increase the amount at PFW.
And basically,
I'm sorry. We're, never mind. I'd like to talk about that closed session.
I understand.
I'm sorry.
Okay, but anyway, people, there is a tab for subcarrier income, which...
here it is.
Which will detail that that increase.
Right, and I hope that everyone not use names that are on here. We're on a stream because we are in negotiation.
Okay. All right, well, that sounds good. Okay, well, that's good that getting more money is always a good thing. Okay, so that takes care of that income. And the next thing you have, central services, which at this point has to be kind of a guess, right?
Right, because the budgets have not been finalized. The listener support for the 5 stations.
Okay, and it does show full central services from BAI and PFW.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, are there any questions from the committee about any of these income items on the budget here? Okay. All right, and then we get down into the expense part of the budget. You see, I'm catching your cough.
Oh, my God, please don't. I'm telling you.
It's a bad one. Okay, then let's see. There's a $10,000 in capital for computers, which sounds probably reasonable. Then we get down into the salary and related. Okay. Once again, I remind people that salary, if you want to talk very much about salary, it tends to be a closed session item if you talk about the individual position. But let's see. Total salary is going to be $80,000 higher than the current year. The upcoming year is budgeted, or FY10 is budgeted $850,000. FY09 budgeted $767,000. And there's largely an increase in both gross salaries and consultants. And I imagine for clarity on that, we should wait for the closed session.
Yes.
And there's no severance pay in FY10, which is good. That was $47,000 in last year's budget. Okay, so are there any more comments? Why don't we hold the question about salary and relate it till we get to the closed session?
We kind of skipped over central services, and I had a question there.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
WPFW shows central service income is $78,000 higher than forecast for the current year. Any idea? I mean, obviously we haven't seen a W budget yet, but is there a basis for expecting it to be that high?
Yeah, we have a preliminary budget. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, we have a preliminary budget from PFW.
And it supports that higher level of central services?
I'm assured that it does.
Okay.
Aye.
One nice thing. Can I, mention a little nice thing?
No, we're not allowed to do that on this committee.
I'm going to have to get off the call soon, so...
No, I'm sorry, I don't make any more jokes. Okay, yes, great, go ahead.
From what I can remember, WPFW is going to get a $25,000 grant from UCLA, to put together a 10-minute outreach program and a 10-minute kind of lunchtime health tip. 10 minutes on the air to target particular audiences so that they can get healthy during their lunch hour. I thought that was interesting. So that's a nice little $25,000 grant. Grigsby's been doing a really good job of doing real outreach into communities and grant funding.
Good for him. Congratulations.
I'm sure it's going to be in his GM report.
Excellent. Okay, well, so why don't we move, getting back to the budget, why don't we move down to administrative. Let's see, the current...
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Sue?
Could I just suggest, I mean, I realize this isn't final, but that we particularly review the central services from stations when we have the other budgets in, try to get a sense of how realistic we think they are in light of, 2009 actuals, and also be sure that we understand what the forecasts for 2009 are.
Okay, yes.
You let the dog?
Would you please... He's left.
Well, what's the point on central services? I have to step away again. I had a little cough.
All right, Laverne, I was just saying that because we don't have all the budgets in hand, we can't get into a full discussion about whether the central services amounts are, what they're based on and how realistic that they are. It would also be a good idea for us to compare those against the forecasts in 2009 and understand how realistic the forecasts are.
I think for some of the stations that probably works, but I think like for PFW and BAI, that certainly would not apply at all because of the budget was very low, and then for the first half of the year, up until the May fund drive, they were totally missing the budget. So even the budget for 2009 was not.
I'm not saying that they should control, that it should be a straight line. What I'm saying is that I think we need to go into the assumptions and the understanding in greater depth.
Oh, absolutely. You will when you get the budget. But what I'm saying is that this preliminary number is preliminary, but it is based on the initial preliminary budget. And that the final number, and the reason why in the past, I shall use no names, a national office budget was never presented until all the other budgets were finalized is due to this very reason. You just give out the preliminary number and based on preliminary budgets, and then the final will come based on what the budgets that are passed by the PNB, and then you will get your final central services for the national office.
That's great. That gives me comfort. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's the way it was done.
Okay. Good. So let's move down into the administrative stuff with about a million budget lines here. Let's see. FY09, National Office spent $449K on administrative. FY10, it's budgeted at $518. And various of the lines are higher or lower this year and last year. There's a couple of interesting ones that I would certainly query. First of all, let's see, row 64 in Excel, that's 6530, legal fees. The current year's was $32,000. The budget, the upcoming FY10 is budgeted at $60,000. Is that based, LaVarne or Grace, is that based on advice of counsel?
Well, actually, we haven't really closed the books yet. The books will not be closed until tomorrow. In terms of the stations getting all of their cash receipts in,
uh-huh.
And after we get the numbers in, then I'll have to have the conversation with Ricardo because Lynn actually sent out some information today about to one particular station about a settlement. So these numbers here, although, well, that's going to the session, but even all of these numbers perhaps will be preliminary on the legal.
Okay.
And after we close the books, then we'll get with Ricardo, then we'll know if there's some, like, settlements that we should just book this month, this year, for the year 2009. So the number may not be 32 for legal fees. It may be higher. And if it's higher, then our it's possibly we could come down on line 64 for the budget.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And let's see. Also, moving down to row 66, 6534 audit fees. The current year has 72,000. FY09 has 72,000, and FY10 is budgeted at 100,000. So that's an increase of 28,000.
Yeah. If you look at the, assumptions on and you'll see the legal fees where she has Lynn has the $5,000 a month, and she'll show you what it consists of.
Gotcha.
So we currently have an outstanding case at the national office, and that the reason why the $5,000 a month for the legal fees is to pay for the local attorney who is basically running the case for Ricardo Deonda. So
gotcha.
You can see that on, if you look at assumptions and historical data on line 126, and then the other part on the audit fees, if you look at line 173.
Yes.
There are two parts of the audit. There's the financial statements, and then there's the pension fund. And the initial agreement or contract wasn't really, it was done like last year. And when the new auditor came on, the new auditor did not have conversations with anyone who worked there in the national office other than the CFO. So the cost of doing the audit, and we were able, and Lynn was able to negotiate, and I was able to have conversations, so that a lot of their costs, I don't think they passed on because it wasn't initially in the contract, because they didn't really understand they knew the business, but in terms of the disarray that Pacifica is in, no one expected this.
Uh-huh.
So, therefore, I think we put in the more realistic cost of the audit versus, the cost that were put in last year. It was not, it didn't cover all the costs, and they actually have given us a break.
So last year they gave us a break.
In 09, yes.
Okay.
When Lynn and I both talked with them, and I think we have a good relationship, and I think it was such a change. There was so much change going on, but I think that this is a more realistic cost for the audit. Now, there possibly, again, in this budget, there are downsides, there are opportunities, and there are risks. So hopefully, this can be an opportunity, and that's only if we have all of our stations. And we've sent again, just to let you know, we've sent out the checklist that were sent to the national office. We sent it out to. I sent it out to the business managers, and all of them have this to see, what is needed in order to do these audits, and they can go efficiently. Because most of the time, and the cost is based on sending out auditors, and they have to spend weeks trying to find information that should be just there in a report.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you. So basically you're saying, based on last year's experience, the audit should have been more costly, but however, if we can do a little better job, we might not spend all that $100,000.
Right, exactly. Well, the 20 for the pension fund is a real number, and the other, the 80 perhaps, is what we can get some savings on.
Okay, all right. Well, that's helpful. And let's see here. So moving down. Another one that jumps out at me is row 72, the line travels. Travels.
Well, like I said, the year hasn't closed, so this was just a preliminary number. This number will be higher, I'm letting you know.
by a good bit?
Well, you know, for me alone, I have some expense reports to put in.
Okay.
So, which I've done, but I just have to send them electronically to Lynn. So, no, it will be higher than this number.
Okay.
I have some input into that also.
Okay, yes, Grace.
I've been keeping some tabs on the HR situations, and they are voluminous and constant, and Ahmad needs to travel around to deal with them, and often they are on a somewhat emergency basis, and that's what needs to be done per the EEOC is investigate complaints rapidly, and as we cannot afford HR directors at each station, unfortunately, or whatever, travel needs to be factored in. And because, of course, these situations crop up and they're best handled immediately, it means higher cost airfare, generally speaking.
Yeah,
I can outline in executive session just a few of them.
No, that's understandable. My only issue was that the current year, where there was a lot of traveling, shows less than, I mean, FY09, where there was a lot of traveling, it shows less than $10,000 on that line. But the upcoming year, they budget $32,000. So, I mean, the current year had a lot of traveling. But LaVarne's telling us that the current number will probably change.
Oh, it will definitely change. I can assure you. And also, let me just state it publicly on the call, is that, you know, I've been doing the two jobs. And you know, and normally people would put in a lot more money than what I've done in terms of travel expenses. So, you know, at one point, it's like particularly, you can only give so much to the foundation. And, you know, we need to treat all employees, including myself, correctly. So, you know, I'm going to have to start next year putting in the, you know, all my expenses, not you know, being generous with the foundation. So, but there will be, like I said, it will be higher than this number, and we just have to make sure it gets, you know, I have to check. We close tomorrow. I have to check around, make sure that, you know, if there are expense reports that have actually been done that have not been submitted, we have to accrue those. So it will be higher than the $10,095.
Okay. All right.
I'd like to just mention then that we might want to consider. Well, never mind. I'll mention that later.
Yeah, this is just sort of to review the reality of this budget. Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any other comments on the administrative expenses?
Yeah.
Yes. Go. Was that
our call? Yeah. Line 60, internet connection. That's much higher. Is there, you know, some new thing happening? Or
well, I think that we just have been kind of like paying for what we have with the, you know, we have a person who comes out. We have actually transferred our, we've gone to a new storage company. So I think that might be involved in some of that. But let me just look at, I didn't really look at, but I know the internet connection. We did go to a different storage company for our internet, which is what we need to do at BAI. And, wait a minute, here it is right here. Let me just, it's in the assumptions. Let's go to that and see what's here. There we go. So she has it listed. But yeah, we went to the planet to host our servers, and we also that. Well, I know that's the 800. It should be 800 a month, and then the other 200 was the Comcast, which is like internet and cable that we have there at the national office, which has been kind of ongoing. So that's what she has the numbers right here. The planet is what hosts our servers. And also, the other thing I know that I asked for, and I'm sure we have now, is the whole issue of redundancy, is that we have to have backup servers so that, you know, nothing can happen. We can always be up. But it's 800, she has here, 800 a month, and then 200 for Comcast.
Okay,